Be wide awake, November 20th. Knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Satan has ever sought to infatuate the minds of men with subtle mysteries. Thus he beguiled Eve, and thus he seeks to seduce men today. Those who misquote the word of God in an effort to substantiate error are following the example of him who beguiled Eve, and who tempted Christ in the wilderness. The enemy substituted for the word of God his own misleading statements. The same deceptive agency that seduced the angels in heaven is working in like manner upon human minds today. By means of his seducing statements, he won the confidence of many of the angels, and there was a great war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against Satan and his deceived followers. Some who have received warning and instruction from God have deliberately turned from the messages sent to them. They have, as it were, walked blindfolded into Satan's prepared snares. Satan is playing the game of life for their souls. And some who might be in a position to help these ensnared souls have themselves become ensnared as captives to the arch-deceiver. God's love for His church is infinite. He has made every provision for its growth and enlargement. His care over His people is unceasing. He has given instruction regarding the dangers of false theories and subtle reasonings of the arch-deceiver. He has sent warnings, reproofs, and messages to save His people. But some, like many of Christ's disciples, are offended, because they have misinterpreted the messages sent by God. When it is essential for the purification of the church, trials are permitted. Under these trials, some regard themselves as abused, and instead of humbling their hearts, they rise up in indignation. Satan watches his opportunity to present some pleasing sophistry that will captivate the minds of the tempted ones and lead them to accept his fables. Those who are thus deceived become channels through which other minds are seduced by delusive sentiments. God has no pleasure in the death of the unrighteous. He has borne long with stubborn, obdurate hearts. He who gave Christ to the world has sent messages of warning, but many have refused to heed. Long has He borne with men who have not glorified His name. He now calls upon His people to make a thorough work and remove every stumbling block. Let us clear the highway for our God, a plea for loyalty.